Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Fighters, before we dig into the Q&A episode, we see here on our end so many questions that come in about making more money. And I just want to give you guys a resource if you don't already have it. And it's our 50% gross profit sheet. All right, listen, the fastest way to put more money in your pocket right now in your business is to raise your gross profit. And we show you how to do that. So if you head to thecontractorfight.com/50, fill out your name and your email, you'll have instant access to this and you'll be on your way to making more money. So go grab that right now. Let's get on with the Q&A episode here today. All right. Got a question that came in. Welcome to the Contractor Sales Pod. What are we? No, we're the fucking Contractor Fight. That's what we are.
Contractor Fight today. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, it was like a, what do they call that? A little moment. We used to have a sales training podcast, but anyway, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast sales question version edition of Q&A. All right. And I'm not even like influenced by any outside substances right now, which is really funny.
High on life.
I'm just high on life, baby. All right. So somebody asked on YouTube, and that's kind of a sales question, not really a sales question, but kind of a sales question. I'm going to make it a sales question. Hemet, is that what it is? Hemet Electrical Services on YouTube says on one of our videos, how do you decide how much to spend on advertising? And I wasn't going to answer it, Dan. I wasn't going to pick it until another guy, Edward Torres, jumped in and he says, I'm wondering the same if I'm behind on bills. Okay, so here we go, gentlemen. If the shoe fits, if you are a home improvement contractor, and at the time of this recording, it is July 12th, 2022, 10:13 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. If you are behind on bills as a home improvement contractor right now, you should really second guess the fact that you should be in business or not. It's really hard to be behind on bills if you know what the fuck you're doing with your business, you guys. Meaning, to answer the question, how much should I spend on advertising? I don't fucking care. As much as you can possibly spend that works and you should track it, spend it. But the fact that if you just answer your phone, my friends, and don't throw up on people, you know, verbally or literally, and you don't look like a freaking serial killing, pedophiling cat molester when you show up to somebody's house, you're probably going to get the work at whatever price that you spit out of your fucking mouth. Okay. And it really bothered, and I don't mean to pick on these two guys. They just asked the question. So I'm not yelling at them when I lose my shit here in a minute. If I do, just that's called vanguarding, by the way. But guys, you got to work really hard to not have any money right now. Like you almost have to try to be behind on your bills.
Yep.
And if you are behind on your bills right now as a contractor, it's one of a few things, but I'm going to really bet the horse on this one that it's, you're not consistently doing the low hanging fruit, free shit you could do to build your brand on social media. Okay. And just in your local community by handing out a card or two or three business cards a day and shaking hands and meeting people and learning how to communicate with people in the sales process. Okay. I have said this, Dan, over and over and over and over. The most important skill you can have in business is sales, hands down. Because if you can't sell, nothing else happens, you guys. All right. And so for those of you that are like, I don't know how much to spend on advertising, I don't know what you should spend either, but you should spend as much as you can in time and or money building your brand. And I hate the word advertising because it's very different than building your brand, you guys. Advertising is running an ad. Okay. I spend very little money. Dan, you know this. We spend very little money on advertising, meaning running ads. We spend a shit ton of money in the fight on salaries and video production and podcasts, all that stuff, building our brand and educating and being front and center and things like that. And occasionally, if we have a really successful piece of content, we'll run an ad to it. Or right now, I think the big thing we do now is we take my book and we go get the Contractor Fight winning the contractor fight for free, pay shipping and handling, because I want people to have the book, and the book's free, and we pay, I don't know, $5,000-$7,000 a month right now running ads just to get a free book. Right. Okay. So guys, there's always something you could do. And I want to encourage those that ask the question on YouTube. I want to encourage you, like, if you don't know what to do, I get that, right? I didn't know what to do when I started either. So I don't want to pick on anybody. And I'm certainly not making fun, but there's always something you could do. And the only thing I knew to do, Dan, and you take it from here, what you did when you started is I had no money to run ads when I was brand new. I didn't know how to run an ad. I didn't know I should run an ad. All I knew to do is shake hands with people. And I made business cards, and I'm like, maybe I'm a little old school, but I'm like, hey man, I paint shit, you build homes, I figure we should know each other. Hey man, you're a plumber, you cut holes in walls, I fix walls and paint walls. We should know each other. And I literally did that like 8 hours a day, you guys. If I wasn't painting, physically painting a project or signing a deal and getting a check, that's how I was spending my hunt time 100% of the time. That's all I did. And that was before like social media and stuff. And now I'm thinking, okay, had I started now with that same mindset, it would have exploded even more, because I would have spent every waking hour building relationships on social and in person in my local area and things like that. So I don't know. That's my little rant on advertising.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, we both started pre-social and that stuff. You were a lot more of the personality networker than I was. That's quite the skill. The little marketing I did when I started my business before I even had a crew was, one, I identified my target market, and then I did direct mail, you know, and went nuts on just very specific work and killed the areas that weren't producing and doubled down on the ones that were. And my answer to marketing as I grew my business was always having enough leads to fuel the growth I wanted to get. That was the percentage I ran. And then just knowing what to charge, so I was making money on the jobs I was producing.
Well, that's the other thing, you guys. If you're behind on your bills and or you don't have money to advertise or spend on building your brand, if you want to use the word advertising that I hate, you're not charging enough. You're not selling enough. You're not hustling enough. And I say hustle in the sense, like, a lot of guys, Dan, are like, well, I can't sell if I don't have leads and I don't have any money. So how do I get leads? And that's what I'm saying, you guys. If you don't have money to invest like Dan did in his marketing and direct mail and stuff, then the equity you put into it's called sweat equity. It's called your time. Okay. In fact, one of our speakers, you guys, that we just signed, Marcus Sheridan, who wrote They Ask You Answer, he's done smaller events for us in the fight through the years. He's been a good friend of ours for many years, and I was able to get him. I was super fired up because I think he's going to complement this event, Mile High, in September in a huge way. But guys, part of Marcus's story is he was going to go bankrupt because so many people were pulling deposits from swimming pools that they had bought from his company back in the last recession. Oh, wait, guys, he sat down at his kitchen table from 11 to 1 a.m. pretty much damn near, I think it was every single night for 2 years. Okay. And he answered customer questions in the form of content and blogs. And now he's become one of the top marketing guys on the fucking planet when it comes to inbound and content marketing and being attractive. And guys, that doesn't cost any money. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Facebook user. New book.
Yeah. Well, Facebook user who just entered something. I don't know who you are. He says, the struggle I have is I don't have a ton of leads coming in, and it's hard to want to dump a bunch of money into ads, not having any sort of idea what the return will be. It's hard not to go into defense mode. Okay. Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You can be on the offense and not spend any money, Facebook user. Okay. Mm-hmm. Create content. Make a video every day. You can sit here, like, guys, I'm telling you that right now in Battleground, we teach people how to do this at a deeper level, but I'm going to give you a little bit here. In fact, I got a text the other day from somebody in Battleground who did this and like sent a 30-second video to a customer. Basically, if Dan's my customer, going, hey, Dan, it's Tom. We painted your house last year. I just thinking about your project, blah, blah, blah. Wanted to see you, just wanted to touch base and see how the project is holding up. And if nothing else, man, I just wanted to thank you. You guys get the point. It's a 30-second little video to a past customer just saying thank you. There's no agenda. And the dude, I have the screenshot up. He's like, I sent a message, didn't hear a thing, thought the guy automatically started going negative, right? Oh, he didn't reply to me. He's mad at me. He didn't like our work, this and that. A week later, the guy called back. Sorry, I was out of town, blah, blah, blah. It's great to hear from you. Set, you know, come on over. I want to talk to you. And an hour later, they sold a $130,000 project and signed a contract and got a deposit. Okay. So guys, and that didn't cost a fucking thing. Okay. That didn't cost a thing other than your time. And so, but listen, there's always something you can do. And you don't have to dump a lot of money into shit, you guys. Okay. Building your brand is not making a logo, by the way. That's another pet peeve of mine. People are like, there was a post in the free Facebook group, which we just made some changes in. But anyway, and guys were like, you know, what are you all doing to build your brand? And I was blown away how many comments, Dan, were like, I redesigned my logo. Guys, a logo is called company identity. Okay. Now, you could call it, quote, a brand, right? Like branding a cow, you know, whose cow it is, right? Like the fight shield is part of our identity, our brand identity, but is not our brand, you guys. A brand is, what do I think of? What do I think when I think of your company? When I see, think of somebody like, I don't know, everybody right now, listen, your next door neighbor to the right, as you walk outside of your house, the person on your right, I just said that, you thought something. Dickhead, really nice old lady, blah, blah. That's their brand. Okay. That's what they're known for. That's how that shit works. Okay. You see Walmart, you immediately think something. Okay. You see the Apple logo with the bite out of it. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, you guys, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you need to build your brand. You need to hire. You need to build your brand. You need to hire. You need to build your brand. You need to hire. You need to build your brand. You need to hire. That's it. Okay. If I had no work, back to this, the person who was behind on their bills and stuff like that, Dan, if I had no work, I was behind on my bills, I would take my phone out and I would make easily 20 to 30 short videos a day. Spencer, we love you, man. All right. I would make 20 to 30 videos a day, literally, and I would send them to past customers. I'd send them to influencers. I'd do cold videos going, hey, my name's Billy Reber, you know. I don't know why I said Billy Rear. I was going to say Billy something, but whatever. Like, you guys get the point, right? I would just be on the freaking attack. And guys, that doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why, especially now, my God, put yourself in the consumer's shoes. I challenge all of you right now, like pick a trade and try to find somebody to come and get on the phone with you, like for that trade. It's a pain in the ass. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I have no patience for people. But guys, the economy's good. The economy's not bad. Okay. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what inflation is. I don't care what, you know, the moron in the White House is doing and not doing and repeating himself on teleprompters and all that other shit. None of that affects my income whatsoever. I choose not to participate, okay, in the shitty economy if and when there is one. I don't even pay attention to it, you guys, because I'm too busy being on the attack. I'm too busy. My old buddy Ted, who's big high up guy at Success Magazine and stuff, mentor of mine, he talks about mowing the grass. He's like, you mow your grass, put your fucking head down and mow your grass and keep the wheel on the line and just keep it straight. And don't pay attention to the shit around you. Just fucking mow your grass, you guys. That's what I do. That's what Dan does. So I don't care what interest rates are. I don't care what inflation is. Like, I care in the macro level, guys, but it doesn't affect my day-to-day actions. Okay. And a lot of y'all are all puckered up about that shit. All right. Fuck me. All right.
Let's begin the rant.
Okay. Jace, sales question. Oh man. I'm going to get mad at this one.
I know.
Jace, thanks for being here. First of all, there's a thing called Google. Okay. Go to Google. All right. Like, this is an example. Jace, how old are you? I don't know how old you are. Okay. By the question, I'm going to guess you're 30 or under, 32 or under, somewhere in there. Okay. Because I see a lot of people that, like, literally in the time that it took you to type the question, you could have found the answer. Okay. Look at that. He's 32. Told you. All right. Dude, like, I appreciate you being part of the fight. And I don't mean to be picking on you, but I'm going to call you out on this. You got to fucking be assertive, man. Okay. You can't hop on a thing like this and ask. That's like a, they say there's like no such thing as a dumb question. I agree, but this is a lazy question. Okay.
It's not a sales question either.
Jace. Yeah. This is a This is a lazy question, meaning whatever I do, painting, deck building, contracts for deck builders, enter, find it, buy the fucking thing. Or better yet, go construction attorneys near me, or you could use our attorney, Carolyn Cromines of the Cromines Law Firm. And she's amazing. She's one of our fight coaches and all that other shit. But I mean, this is one of those things that you can have the answer like this, man. Okay. How to develop a contract. I don't know, because I hired my attorney. Okay. Now, normally, let me back up. I borrowed one from a contractor buddy of mine, and then I made some changes that I thought I wanted to make, my old partner and I. Then we took it and gave it to our attorney, and then he said, yeah, that's all fucked up. He lit it on fire and gave us a new one that actually protected us. Okay. So anyway, Jace, hopefully you take that in the right spirit, because I'm not saying anything other than I just think that's a lazy question. Okay. It's Dan, it's no different than the question, how do I market my business?
I guess the question was the word contract used correctly, or how do I create a proposal or something like that? Versus that would be salesy, perhaps, but
every scope works, it'd be different. You need to describe that, but all the fine print of your contract, you guys, should be the same. You know? Mm-hmm. And on that note, don't ever do a job where somebody wants to change your terms and your paperwork, you guys. Okay. I've seen that so many, and I used to cave to that. I was so afraid to not get the job. I was such a little wuss. All right. And I'll never forget, and it was always a lawyer, by the way. They'd send it back with all these notes in the margins, things crossed out and all this legal speak, and they'd fax it back to us. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting in an argument with my old business partner, because this is how stupid I was, you guys. My partner, he was like 8 or 10 years older than me. Okay. Which says a lot, because I was immature. Still am at times, but he's like, no, we're not doing that. This is our business. And I'm going, dude, we need the work. We got to put guys in the field. We need revenue coming in. I remember fighting with him about this, and I was in the wrong. Okay. We ended up not doing the job, and I'm glad we didn't, because guys, any relationship that you start, like if I go into a restaurant, order the thing that they're famous for, like the steak, you know, with the fucking lobster or whatever the hell they call it. What do they call it? The Oscar? Is that what it is? Oscar with crab on it? I don't know. Whatever. You're in Boston, man. You got like seafood by you.
We do.
You know, Dan, yeah, I expect more of you when I bring up a seafood thing. You know, but guys, you don't go to a place that this is the thing they do, and then tell them how to make the thing. Okay.
That's why it says no substitution on those things too.
Yeah. No substitutions. Don't fuck with the recipe. There you go. All right. Dan, Matthew's got a questionnaire, sales question, kind of estimating question. Do you see it there? Do you want to take that one?
Yeah. In regards to estimating, what's the best way to get unit rates from subs so I don't need to wait weeks for their estimate? It takes me a month to get a new house pulled out. This is something we come across quite a bit. And as a sub, to somebody who subs for people, I can give you the answer to that. These guys all know their production rates, or they should if you're using quality subs. So we're talking to Josh Gadboy, Tom, during his impact coaching, and he had the same problem as most GCs do. And we basically started just breaking down most of his basement refinishes are the same base, trim, all that type of stuff. But we just got linear foot prices from all of his vendors. The only one that was a pain in the ass, surprise, was the painter, because we're all prima donnas and everything's a fucking magical cake every single time. But all the other trades gave them prices per fixture, for electrical, prices for outlet, prices for sinks, toilets, all this shit. And Greg and Josh was able to get quotes put together almost immediately for his customers this way, because it's like there's not that much variation really job to job, unless you're doing some full-on custom crazy shit.
Yep. So, I'm going to answer that similar, you know, guys. I was blessed to have some really good remodelers and builders and GCs that I worked for through the years as a painter. And the way that they did it, and I thought it was the right way, is they actually invited me in and we had lunch, and it was like a working lunch. And you know, it's, you know, occasionally we would go out, but the point is in these four instances, actually, I'm thinking of right now, all four of them just basically said, come in, let's sit down and just talk about some things. And guys, this was even before I had any like real established production rates and stuff. But what it caused me to do is he sat me down, because it was new construction environments for us. Okay. And if it's not a new construction environment, guys, I would just add some time. That's all, you know, not a big deal, but every single one of you should have a baseline of what things take, how long things take. And then you can create lineal pricing on those or however you guys want to do it with your, you know, subs and GCs and all that stuff. Yeah, but we would just sit down like, yeah, like I remember this one builder, shit, you know, Brad Wernsman, who's in our groups and stuff like that. His dad, Tom, was one of these builders. He called me in and he lived in the houses that he built, right? Like he had the house and he's like, okay, base like this. What do you charge for it to paint it? It's raw. I want it primed, 2 finish coats, blah, blah, blah. I sat there for 15 minutes. I came up with a number and I plugged it in, and that's the number he used to bid. Then he's like, how much to paint walls and how much to do this? And we spent about 4 hours together, you guys. And that handled like 95% of any estimating issue they ever had. And anything that was oddball, they would just call me up and go, hey, I know this is a little oddball or whatever it is, you know, what, and they'd sometimes send me a picture or we just work it out. And guys, that communicated to me that they wanted me to win too. And so for those of you that are looking to, you know, get stuff from your subs, help them grow their business, help them understand their numbers, you know, give them a little room and some things like that. Tell them, hey, you know, we'll use this as some base pricing. Then we'll sit down again and we'll just see how it's going. Make sure that you're making money. Who wouldn't want to do that? Okay. All right. Paul. All right. Paul's got questiones. When you're following up a lead from your lead gen form on your website, what's the best time to call your prospects so you can speak to them? 3 a.m. Call them at 3 a.m. Now, unless now is like really late, and now doesn't have, like, if I happen to be sitting on the couch, Paul, and my thing dinged and it was 10 o'clock at night, I would reply at 10 o'clock at night in an email. Personally, I'm a psycho. I never not reply. So I would go, hey, got your request. Super appreciate you checking out our company. Can't wait to talk to you. You know, I'll give you a call tomorrow or, you know, blah, blah, blah. What we actually had, Paul, was we had a feature on our website where they could schedule a phone call with us, like through Calendly or whatever, so that they didn't have to wait for the back and forth. They literally just schedule a call. So then it's checked off their list. So that's, but I think, you know, time kills deals. The best time to call somebody's yesterday, and the second best time is right now.
Yeah.
How many times? Go ahead.
You start a conversation with a customer too, a potential customer. Mm-hmm. Ask them when, how they want to communicate. Is it phone? Is it text? Is it email? What times work for them? So you know that before you get in this follow up situation as well. But the best time to cold call people is like 4 p.m, because mm-hmm. all their shit for the day is pretty much done, unless they're picking kids up from school and dealing with their wife. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that stuff on the table early in a sales conversation, just so I know when and how to reach these people, and also let them reach me.
Love it. How many times should you try to call them? As many as it takes to get a hold of them. Paul, there's techniques that we have and teach and things like that of how to get people to reply to you quicker and stuff. But bottom line is, you just got to be. They reached out to you, and then he says, or is it better to try to get them to call me? Again, put them on your sales process. Okay. So it would be, hey, they're on the website. They click a button that says, I want to get a bid or whatever. They should have an option to schedule a call right then with you. And then as soon as they schedule that call, you should have an automation that shoots them out a video or some links to articles going, hey, it's Paul with such and such company. Thanks so much for blah, blah, blah. You know, yeah. A couple of the biggest questions people get about our services or how long does it take to do this? What does it cost? Blah, blah, blah. If you hit the link below this video, we answer all those questions. Can't wait to get on the phone with you at the time that you selected. Have a good day. Guy, yeah. Paul, you do that, you're going to annihilate anyone in your industry around you. I promise you.
Yeah. If you're getting an objection or they got to talk to their spouse or some other shit like that, where the can's getting kicked down the road a little bit, set the follow-up time where you hang up. Mm-hmm. When's a good time to get back in touch with you, Tom? How's Tuesday next week at 3 o'clock work? You know, they'll say that, and then it's on your calendar. Then you send them a Google Calendar reminder, and you have it scheduled. And they can always, you know, tell you no in the interim, but it's like, you have it mm-hmm. on the book. You're ready to go.
There you go. All right. Thanks for hanging with us today on the Contractor Fight Q&A episode. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Share this with another contractor. For God's sake, go sell something today. We're out. Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com and in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.